Good evening. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And I want to extend a very warm welcome to our listeners in Red Bluff who are listening on KTHM at 90.7. And thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics. And this is Intermountain Classics coming up. This is our local weekly classical music program. It airs every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. and features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org.
Tonight on Intermountain Classics, you will hear some very well-known as well as lesser-known orchestral and chamber works spanning several continents and time periods. In the first hour is Beethoven's Egmont Overture, Aaron Copland's El Salon Mexico, and Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. The hour will close with a very interesting work by Bizet, played by the duo pianist team of Vronsky and Babin. In the second hour, we will hear a lesser-known work for horn and orchestra by Dukas, the Villanelle for horn and orchestra, The Beautiful Transfigured Night by Schoenberg, and a guitar quintet by Joseph Schnabel. So stay tuned for some beautiful music right here on KKRN's very own Intermountain Classics.
And a very good evening to you. This is Tom Diskin, your host each week on Intermountain Classics, right here on Community Radio KKRN 88.5. And I hope you're having a great night tonight.
We begin our program this evening with the Overture to Egmont by Ludwig van Beethoven. Egmont, Opus 84, is a set of incidental music pieces for the 1787 play of the same name by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. It consists of an overture followed by a sequence of 9 additional pieces for soprano, male narrator, and full symphony orchestra. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of Joel Levy, now plays the overture from Beethoven's Egmont, Opus 84. In the music for Egmont, Beethoven expressed his own political concerns through the exaltation of the heroic sacrifice of a man condemned to death for having taken a valiant stand against oppression. We heard the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra in this performance of the Egmont Overture. El Salón México is a symphonic composition in one movement by American composer Aaron Copland. The work is a musical depiction of an eponymous dance hall in Mexico City and even carries the subtitle, A Popular Type Dance Hall in Mexico City. Although Copland visited Mexico early in the 1930s, he based his tome poem not on songs he heard there, but rather on written sheet music for at least four Mexican folk songs that he had obtained, El Palo Verde, La Jesucita, El Mosco, and El Malacate. At least three arrangements of the piece exist in addition to the orchestral score. Copland adapted the work for the 1947 musical film Fiesta, and Leonard Bernstein created arrangements for solo piano and for two pianos, four hands, very shortly after the premiere. In addition, a piano transcription of the score was made by conductor Arturo Toscanini in 1942 when the maestro included live music on an NBC broadcast concert. Leonard Bernstein conducts the New York Philharmonic in this performance of Aaron Copland's El Salón México. powerful refrain in El Salón, Mexico, that appears in the piece three times, stems from the Mexican folk song El Palo Verde. The New York Philharmonic and Leonard Bernstein were featured in this recording of Copland's tribute to the people and culture of Mexico. The Firebird is a ballet and orchestral concert work by the Russian composer Igor Stravinsky. It was written for the 1910 Paris season of Sergei Diaghilev's Ballet Russe company, with choreography by Michel Fokin. The ballet is based on Russian folk tales of the magical glowing bird of the same name that is both a blessing and a curse to its captor. The ballet centers on the journey of its hero, Prince Ivan. Ivan enters the magical realm of Kashi the Immortal. While wandering the gardens, he sees and chases the Firebird. The Firebird, once caught by Ivan, begs for its life and ultimately agrees to assist Ivan in exchange for eventual freedom. Leopold Stokowski and the Berlin Philharmonic bring striking effects of color, rhythm, and accent in this exciting performance of Igor Stravinsky's Firebird Suite.
Thank you.
Stravinsky's Firebird Suite was written for the 1910 Paris season of Sergei Diaghilev's Ballet Russe company with choreography by Michel Fokine. The ballet is based on Russian folk tales of the magical glowing bird of the same name that is both a blessing and a curse to its captor. Georges Bizet was a French composer, mainly of operas. In a career cut short by his early death, he achieved few successes before his final work. Carmen became one of the most popular and frequently performed works in the entire opera repertory. Jeux d'enfants, or Children's Games, is a set of 12 miniatures composed by Bizet for piano duet in 1871. The movement titles are as follows: The Swing, The Top, The Doll, The Hobby Horses, Battledore and Shuttlecock, Trumpet and Drum, Soap Bubbles, Puss in the Corner, Blind Man's Bluff, Leap Frog, Little Husband, Little Wife, and finally, The Ball. The duo pianist team of Vronsky and Babin are featured in this recording of Bizet's Jeux d'enfants, or Children's Games. Thank you. We have concluded this first hour of Intermountain Classics with Georges Bizet's Jeux d'enfants, or Children's Games. Stay tuned for more great music on Intermountain Classics. Coming up in the next hour is a work for horn and orchestra by Dukas, the beautiful Transfigured Night by Schoenberg, and a guitar quintet by Joseph Schnabel.